Okay, so this is Doc Scott, and I'm going to be reading day one of The Chosen Presents a Blended Harmony of the Gospels. And following, I will do a short commentary, and that will wrap up the episode. In day one, I will not read over the genealogies, just for the sake of having something that goes a little bit more smooth on your ears. So here we go. The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Many have undertaken to compile a narrative about the events which have been fulfilled among us, just as the original eyewitnesses and servants of the word handed them down to us. So it also seemed good to me, since I have carefully investigated everything from the very first, to write to you in an orderly sequence, most honorable Theophilus, so that you may know the certainty of the things about which you have been instructed. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and all things were created through him. And apart from him, not one thing was created that hasn't been created, that has been created. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. That light shines in the darkness, and yet the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was created through him, and yet the world did not recognize him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him, but to all who did receive him, he gave them the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of a natural descent, or of the will of the flesh, or the will of man, but of God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we observed his glory. The glory is the one and only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him and exclaimed, "This was the one whom I said, the one coming after me ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me. Indeed, we have all received grace upon grace from his fullness. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The one and only Son, who is himself God and is at the Father's side, he has revealed him." All right. In the days of King Herod of Judea, there was a priest of Abijah's division named Zechariah. His wife was from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both were righteous in God's sight, living without blame according to all the commands and requirements of the Lord. But they had no children, because Elizabeth could not conceive, and both of them were well along in years. When his division was on the duty and he was serving as high priest before God, it happened that he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to enter the sanctuary of the Lord and burn incense. At the hour of incense, the whole assembly of the people was praying outside. An angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing to the right of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was terrified and overcome with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your prayer has been heard. Your wife, Elizabeth, will bear you a son, and you will name him John. There will be joy and delight for you, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and will never drink wine or beer. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit while still in his mother's womb. He will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of fathers to their children, and the disobedient to the understanding of the righteous, to make ready for the Lord a prepared people." "How can I know this?" Zechariah asked the angel, "for I'm an old man. My wife is well along in years." The angel answered him, I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and I was sent to speak to you and tell you this good news. Now listen. You will become silent and unable to speak until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their proper time. Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah, amazed that he had stayed so long in the sanctuary. When he didn't come out, he could not speak to them. Then they realized that he had seen a vision in the sanctuary. He was making signs to them and remained speechless. When the days of his ministry were completed, he went back home. After these days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and kept herself in seclusion for 5 months. She said, "The Lord has done this for me. He has looked with favor in these days to take away my disgrace among the people." In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man named Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and the angel came to her and said, "Greetings, favored woman, the Lord is with you." But she was deeply troubled by this statement, wondering what kind of greeting this could be. The angel told her, "Don't be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Now listen, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus, and he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." Mary asked the angel, "How can this be, since I have not had sexual relations with the man?" The angel replied to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. And consider your relative Elizabeth. Even she has conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called childless. For nothing will be impossible with God." "See, I'm the Lord's servant," said Mary. "May it happen to me as you have said." And then the angel left her. So that ends day one. And I wanted just a short commentary here. I love the part here at the end where the Holy Spirit comes upon her and the power of the Most High overshadows her, right? And she conceives. What was crazy about this was it was radically unfamiliar to her. This whole thing of the angel Gabriel showing up had to be, you know, it says that she was troubled. It's interesting to me that God enters into the unfamiliar places and he interrupts us through the unfamiliar. We get so chained and bogged down to what we know. You know, we're habits, creatures of habit. We tend to like things to be a certain way. It's hard to pull us out of that. And sometimes he just brings things that interrupt us right in our path. And even those things can be very disorienting. Like, for example, the way our country shut down in a day in the last 2 years, 3 years, what we saw happen around the world. Those things are profoundly disorienting, right? They discombobulate us. Jesus didn't bring the thing that had harm in it. But what he did do was he utilized the circumstance to untether us from everything that is familiar, to help us let go of everything that we're holding on to that we didn't even know we were holding on to. You see, when God does a new thing, like creating streams in the desert, like Isaiah says, it's a new thing. And when he does something new, it's radically unfamiliar to us. And oftentimes it's very challenging to us. Religion wants to get it right and hold on to everything and make sure that it knows what it's supposed to do and it wants to follow the law. But the law can only ever bring death. in the unfamiliar places are where we find God the most. He comes to us in ways that we don't know. He comes to us and does things in our midst that we've never experienced. So I often say in this era, we do what we don't know, as many of us are being repurposed in this era for to live in a landscape that is changing radically day by day. And we move towards that which is unknown. And in the unfamiliar places, we will find him and we will live, move, and have our being in him, as Paul talks about. So I end you with that. She responded really well. She was okay with him interrupting her life and him bringing something that was unfamiliar, something she had never known before. And her response was, "See, I am the Lord's servant," said Mary. "May it happen to me as you have said." And the angel left her. So, Lord, my prayer is, help us to move in the places that are unfamiliar. Would you interrupt and arrest us today in ways that cause us to pause? And even when we feel disoriented, that we would pause, and in the pause, we would hear your words and we would discern what it is that you want to say to us and what you want to do in us and through us. In Jesus' name, amen.